الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Everything in this world is fleeting. And everything will come to an end. When a person makes a house, one day this house will come to an end. When a child is born, one day that child has to leave this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down this principle, this qanun, that every individual, they will come to this world, they will fulfill their life, they will fulfill their time, and then they will have to leave this world. Before us, our parents, our grandparents, they were here living in this world, and then they went, they passed away. Today we are the guest of this world, and tomorrow we will also pass away, and new people will come, new faces, new colors, new societies, new cities. People will come and go, and this dunya will continue for some time. And that's why all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they came. The beloved of Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he came. But no one is supposed to live here forever. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam came, lived for more than 900 years. And then eventually, he also left this world. This dunya is a place which is temporary, it's fleeting. This dunya is a temporary abode. And every single thing about the dunya is giving us this message that we are just a traveler on this journey. And we're not supposed to attach our heart to this dunya. Like when a person passes through the bazaar, a person passes through, but their heart is not attached to anything there. In the same way, we're also passing through the bazaar of this dunya. And instead of attaching our heart to dunya, we should attach our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who understood this point, then they were able to pass through this life and all the difficulties became easy. Remembering death is also a very big ni'mat. And because of this, a person can ease many of their gham, many sadness, many grief, many difficulties are actually reduced when a person remembers their death. When a person passes away, that's a very big grief that a person experiences. Sadma, there is a sadness. And at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us this ayat of the Quran. And you should recite, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This ayat has two parts. This ayat has two parts. The first part is Inna Lillah. Inna Lillah means that, Ya Allah, we are yours. That, Ya Allah, you are our Rabb. You are our Malik. You are our Khalik. We are the possession of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is our Malik. So when we say this, we realize that our Malik, he has the choice. In dunya also we have seen that Malik, the owner, they have a choice. If they want, they can keep something at the first level. If they want, they can keep something at the ground level. And if they want, they can keep something below the ground. No one can raise any objection. Then why did you keep this table on the first level? Why did you keep this on the ground level? Or why did you keep this in the basement? They will say that he's the Malik. Malik can keep it wherever he wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Malik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever he wishes, for as long as he wishes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can keep us above the ground level. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can keep us below the ground level in our grave. This is the marzi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say Inna Lillah, in these two words, Allah is giving us a message that a person should not be impatient. Person should not be sabr, because Allah was our Malik. Whatever that thing was, whatever the person was, Allah was the Malik of that person. Allah ta'ala is ikhtiyar. Allah can keep his servants wherever he wants them, wherever Allah wants them to keep them. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can keep them in this world. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take them in the next world. So when a person recites Inna Lillah, then it reduces the sadness and the grief to some degree. Kam ho jata. And when a person reflects on the meaning of Inna Lillah, then certainly a person feels more contentment in their heart. That this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoling us. That this is the Malik, and Malik has done what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do. But then there's also a second statement. A person says that, Ya Allah, that this was in your possession, this person was in your milkiyat. You gave a son to a mother. But the mother, her heart is still grieving. Her heart is still sad. And the mother, she wants to meet her son. Or someone loses their parents. And the child now still is grieving in his heart. He wants to meet his parents. He wants to meet his father. Or he wants to meet his mother. Or she wants to meet her father. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that there are two ways you can do mulaqat. There are two ways in which you can meet. One is that if the father comes back, but that is not possible. Because when a person leaves, they cannot come back to this world. There is another possibility, which is that when you die at your time, then after your death, we can allow you to meet your parents. We can allow you to meet your father. This is possible. And this is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you should say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That indeed to Allah shall be returned. So when you decide this sentence, again there is a tasalli. A person feels a consolation. They feel some itminan, solace in their heart. Kacha, if my father passed away, then we also have to go there. we also will be going there, and there we can meet him. There we will have mulaqat with him. So the same, it's the same journey. When a person realizes that it's the same journey, they were in front of us and we are following behind them, then that sadness is lessened. For example, let's say there is a person who goes at the airport and if they go at the airport and the child starts crying that, why are you leaving? Let's say the elder brother is going abroad to study in the US. So the younger brother, he starts crying that, why are you leaving me? And this happens. Sometimes a person may have experienced this, that you're leaving and you're seeing someone off at the airport and people start crying at the airport. And sometimes a person cries so much that you can't even see the face of that person. And there's also another way that when the elder brother goes abroad, let's say the young brother, he also knows that after a few days, he will also be joining his elder brother. He also has a flight, a confirmed ticket. And it's just a matter of a few days. The elder brother is going first, and I'll be following after a few days. Then there will be sukoon. And we have seen this also in our life. That when you know that someone is in front of you, and just a matter of time, you will also join. Then a person is able to understand the haqiqah, understand the haqiqah, and they don't feel so sad. So that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whenever you have this musibat in your life, you should recite Inna Lillah. That those who had to leave, their flight has already departed. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. After a few days, my flight will also go. It's the same destination. And after reciting this, then that separation becomes easy for a person to bear. So this dunya is our test. It's a test where every single one of us will be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also a big test. That when a person loses their family member, when there is a loss in the family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. However, when a person has sabr on this test, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises an immense reward for that individual. Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. There's a hadith in Barakah which is very ajeeb. And the Prophet ﷺ said that when a person recites Inna Lillah on some musibat, and musibat does not mean simply that a person loses a close family member. That's also a very big musibah. But any other musibah, any loss in our family, loss in our work, any difficulty, any illness, some other parishani or musibah, whatever comes in our life, if a person recites Inna Lillah, in fact, in the hadith, Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was once with the Prophet ﷺ, and they had lit a lamp at night, and a breeze came, and that lamp, the flame was extinguished, and the Prophet ﷺ immediately recited Inna Lillah wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Amma Aisha radiallahu anha, she became surprised. She said, Ya Rasulallah, this ayat, we recite this ayat when there is a very big musibah or a grief. And the Prophet ﷺ replied that, Aisha, that this lamp, when this lamp extinguished, this is also a musibah. And on this musibah, if a believer recites Inna Lillah wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give ajr on this, will reward that person for reciting this. So subhanallah, when the lamp in a house is extinguished and a person has sabr on that, they will be getting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person loses a lamp in the form of an individual, they lose their parent, they lose their son, they lose their spouse, When that lamp is extinguished and they have sabr on that, imagine how much reward and ajr will that person get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. In Hadith Pak, it comes that when a person is sick, when a person falls sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands the angels that this person, and you must have seen that when a person is very sick, they're not able to speak proper sentences. That person, that patient, he's doing right? Not able to make, because of that pain, he's uttering those sentences, uttering those words rather. But subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angels and says that this patient who is saying from his tongue because of his pain, in his book of deeds, write down as if he's saying subhanAllah, 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 subhanAllah. And if the pain becomes even more, if the pain becomes so much that now the patient is shouting, the patient is not able to bear that pain, and he starts shouting, chikhra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angels that write down in his book of deeds, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And if that person is expressing his pain, and in the book of deeds, the angels are writing that this person is saying, La ilaha illallah. That is the ajr, that is the reward which is being written down in his book of deeds. And then, when that patient, during that illness, for every breath, for every sas that that patient is taking, in exchange for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is writing the reward of sadaqah. Sadaqah, the reward of charity, is being written down in his book of deeds. And if that patient is extremely sick, and sometimes when a person has to be bedridden, they can't even leave their bed. So Allah says that this patient is lying on the bed, he's sleeping on the bed. But while he's sleeping on the bed, while he's lying on the bed, Allah gives him so much ajr as if he's standing on the musalla and praying tahajjud salah. Allah is Allah. Allahu Akbar. Tahajjud salah on the musalla, that's the reward which is being written down. And then, if while on the bed he's not able to change his karvat, and with a lot of difficulty, with a lot of hardship, he finally manages to change his karvat, his side. So on changing that one side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angels that in the book of deed, we should write down that this person, he is fighting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Palat palat ke dushmano pe hamla kar raha. That he is turning one way, fighting in the cause of Allah, then turning the other way and fighting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the matter very easy for a believer. Even when they're going through some difficulty, some musibah, if they have sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is writing reward in their book of deeds. Subhanallah, reward of La ilaha illallah, as if this person is spending sadaqah, charity in the path of Allah, as if he's standing on the musalla and praying tahajjud salah, and as if that person is in the battlefield and fighting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet ﷺ mentioned one more hadith that when a person becomes sick, he should try to recite La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimeen. This is known as ayat karima. And if a person can recite this during their sickness 40 times, if any person while they're sick can recite this 40 times, then if that person recovers, if that person recovers from that disease, he will recover or she will recover in such a way that all his sins are forgiven. Allah completely cleans him, purifies him. Every sin is forgiven from that person's book of deeds. And if that person does not recover from that illness, and as a result of that he passes away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise that person up on Yawmul Qiyamah amongst the shuhada. You'll be shuhada fil akhirah, shaheed fil akhirah. And subhanallah, the patient while he's on the bed, while he's ill, in hadith the Prophet ﷺ said that you should go and do iyadat of that person, because when you go and you meet the person, you should make a special request to him that he should make dua for you. Because in this halat-e marz, in this halat of illness and sickness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of that patient in such a way, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the duas of angels. Angels are sinless, masoom. The way Allah accepts their duas, their mustajabud dawat. In the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of this person who's lying on the bed because of his sickness. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he was sick, he was tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he passed that test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him three inamat, three blessings, three rewards. All three mentioned in Quran. Inna wajadanahu sabira, that we found him a person of sabr. Ni'mal abd, he was such a beautiful, such a wonderful, such an amazing servant. Innahu awwab, and he was constantly doing rujoo towards me. He was constantly inclining towards me, attaching himself towards me. Three things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his Quran. And Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, he was in that disease for 18 years. For 18 years he was wearing that pain of that illness. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded with these three sentences. Till Yawmul Qiyamah, people will read Quran and they will read these three sifat and the praise, the way Allah ta'ala praised Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. One early Muslim, among the Salaf Salihin, there was a person who said that Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, while he was sick, during his time of sickness, someone asked him that Hazrat, later on when he recovered, someone asked him that Hazrat, was that, is this zamana, is this period good for you? Or that period when you were sick? And he replied that the sihat, health is also a blessing of Allah, and that sickness is also a blessing of Allah. But there is one ajeeb thing that happened to me, that when I was sick, and during the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to ask me that, Ayyub, how are you? Ayyub, how are you? Just that sentence, the way Allah would ask me, I used to get so much lazzat from that sentence. Used to get so much pleasure from that sentence. That throughout the day, I used to feel that pleasure of that one sentence in the morning. And because of that, I wouldn't feel that takleef or that pain of that illness. And then in the evening, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do iyadat. And he would ask, Ayyub, how are you feeling? And then because of that one sentence, I would spend the whole night and I wouldn't feel any pain because of my illness. That sickness and illness goes away. But that pleasure, he says, the pleasure of that sentence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to say to me, that how are you, Ayyub? That maza and that lutf and that pleasure is still with me. I remember that pleasure. So when a person is destined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person should have sabr. Because this is something which will make a person close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, when there's some musibah, and not only are they patient, but they're razi with the decree of Allah. They're razi, they're happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith it comes that individual who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and who is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then parishaniya and musibati comes on that person in such a way like rain pours from the sky. And this is an alamat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to grant qubuli and acceptance to that individual. Many times a person is not able to reach that maqam of qurb and closeness to Allah because of their ibadat. They're not able to reach those maqamat because of their ibadat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give them that maqam. Allah wants to give them that rank. Allah wants to bring them close. Allah wants to grant them that qurb and nearness. So for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent some difficult halat. And when that person has sabr in those halat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses that as an excuse to grant that individual these high ranks in Jannah. That's why in a riwayat, in a hadith mubarakah, it comes that when a person was going through some bimari or illness, and when they recover, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them for all of their sins. And that person is forgiven in such a way, he becomes so pure, like the way he was born when his mother gave birth to him. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that this will be the day of Qiyamah and Hisab Kitab will have to start. It wouldn't have started. It's about to start. But at that time, there will be an announcer. A munada will make an announcement. And the announcement will be that those people on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a haq, yani Allah ta'ala, jin logon ka Allah par haq hai, those people that Allah has a right over them, they should come and take the right from Allah. When we speak about the opposite, that we have rights, that we have to discharge our obligations towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a different matter. That announcer, he would make an announcement that those people who have rights with Allah, they should come and take the right from Allah. And all of creation will be amazed, they'll be stunned. That who is that? Who are those people? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has haq. And they will be coming and taking their haq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they will ask that who is such an individual? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has haq over them. And the angels, they will reply that that servant of Allah who was afflicted with some sadness, with some grief in this dunya. And as a result of that grief, their eyes became teary. They had tears in their eyes. That person will come now and they can take their haq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani this taking haq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because of the tears that they had in those eyes, in their eyes. And that's why on that day people will stand up. People will stand up and they will say, Allah, I got this gham in the dunya. Someone will say, Allah, I also got a gham in this dunya. I also got this gham, grief in my dunya. I also cried because of that gham in my dunya. I also cried. And you, in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to his own shan, will give ajr to all these individuals. And as a result, all their sins will be forgiven and they will be made to enter into Jannah. In another riwayat comes that the scales will not have been established at this point on Yawm al-Qiyamah, that an angel will make an announcement, where are the people of Sabr? Where are the people of Sabr? So the people of Sabr will stand up and the angel will take them, will guide them and take them to the doors of Jannah. And then he will say that go enter into Jannah. And then all those people, the people who are patient in this dunya, all of them, every single one of them, when they reach the door of Jannah, and they will say that open the doors of Jannah for us. We want to enter into Jannah. So now Rizwan, who is the angel which is at the door of Jannah, guarding the door of Jannah, he will be Hiran. He will be amazed and surprised. And he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, abhi to mizan bhi qaim nahi hua. Yani, abhi we don't even, the scales have not been established. The amal have not been weighed. The decision has not been made yet. And these people are standing at the door of Jannah and they desire to enter into Jannah. Oh Allah, what should I do? What am I supposed to do? What is my com- what command do I need to follow? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that I command you that I have said in my Quran, I've said in my kitab, innama yuwaffas sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab, that these are those people who were patient, and I promised in the Quran that I will give a compensation to those people who were patient, give them such a reward, bighayri hisab, they will have no hisab, no kitab, no hisab, no kitab. Rizwan, open the doors of Jannah for them, and let all these people who were people of sabr, let them enter into Jannah without hisab, without kitab. None of them will have to go through hisab and kitab on that day. They will enter into Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made entry into Jannah very easy for those people who have sabr. That's why we need to remember this faza'il of sabr. Sometimes a person asks that, how can a person get sabr? How can a person, when they're afflicted with some loss, so what should a person do at that time? So when a person is going through some loss, so the principle is that a person should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua, person should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah, and a person should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant ease and afiyah. And one way in which we can reduce that loss, one way in which we can make that loss easy for us, is again what Allah teaches us in the Quran, that we do inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We recite this. And we recite this, and one person recites this with meaning, then Allah will lessen the loss, lessen the pain, lessen the grief of that loss. And the second thing which a person should do is that a person can think about the passing away of the Prophet ﷺ. That's another way. Our mashayikh, they teach that if some near or dear family member passes away, then you should remember the passing away of Nabi ﷺ. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ taught this tariqah, that, O my ummati, when any of you feel, any of you experience any loss in your family, you should think about my loss. You should think about that moment of when I separated, when I left this dunya. And in the hadith, it comes that, but these words, the Prophet ﷺ said, that when you face a musiba, then you should remember the musiba of me leaving this world, because that was the biggest musiba. And the Sahaba Ikram, they would testify to that. They would say for them, the Prophet ﷺ's judai and his separation was the biggest musiba. There had no other musiba, no greater musiba than this, no greater loss than this. And waqi, the loss of the Prophet ﷺ was an incredible loss. It was such a loss that the Sahaba Ikram, such Jalil al-Qadr Sahabi like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they said that whoever says that the Prophet ﷺ has passed away, I will kill that person. They were not willing to accept that. Imagine how tremendous a loss that would be for the Sahaba Ikram. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was not able to stay in Medina Munawwara. He was not able to give azan, not able to continue giving azan in Medina Munawwara. He left. He left to another place. That how can I give azan in Medina Munawwara when I can't look at the blessed face of the Prophet ﷺ while giving azan? There's tons of stories about the Sahaba. It was a very difficult moment for them, very difficult musibah. It was the greatest musibah in their life, the departure of the Prophet ﷺ. So whenever any one of us, we feel this, we also have some loss. We should remember. We should make our hearts mazboot, become people of sabr, make our hearts mazboot. And we should remember the Prophet ﷺ and the gham that the Sahaba would have experienced at the passing away of the Prophet ﷺ. Wo sare ghamon ke liye kafi hai. That loss of the Prophet ﷺ is enough for all our losses. Allahu Akbar. And then there's also another thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in the Quran, that if a person wants to reduce that pain of that loss, they should reflect on this ayat of the Quran, where Allah says, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who are patient. Just to reflect on this ayah, that Allah is with those people who are patient. To sit for some time in seclusion and just think about this ayah, reflect on this ayah. That whenever there is a musibah, the musibah came in my life. But now if I can do sabr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with me. Ma'as sabirin, Allah's ma'iyat will be with me. Allah will be with me. And when a person reflects that Allah is with me, Allah is my companion, then this will also reduce the grief. And that's why many of our mashayikh, they would remember this ayat and then would reflect on this ayat. And this is something which we've also seen. Whenever a person is tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's also a moment of qubuliyah. Just like in mother, when she is upset with her son, and then after some time the son wants to make up, he comes to his mother, he starts crying. Mother, her anger goes away. And her anger is turned into rahmat. And she wants to give more and more to her son now. Exactly in the same way is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when there is some musibah, some gham, some loss in our life, and then at that time if a person turns to Allah ta'ala in dua, in salah, in sajda, and then in sajda they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala also says that this person used to do shukr to me during times of happiness, and now when I send some difficulty, some gham in his life, again he's attaching himself to me. Again he is in sajda before me. He's making dua to me in sajda. He is raising his hands towards me. And he has connected himself, he's connected his wire to me. This gham is there with him in his heart, but he's still attaching himself to me. And his aankhon se aansu aa rahe, he's crying. And in seclusion, in khalwa, he's making dua to Allah Ta'ala. He's praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah sees this, that this person, the servant of mine, is still attaching himself to me. He's not complaining, not doing shikwa, not doing shikayat, not going in front of other people, but he's attaching himself to me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says that I'm Allah, I'm the Rabb. And then Allah Ta'ala accepts the du'as of that person. Allah removes the grief, the gham from that person. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants happiness to that person, khushya to that person. And that is why for people who do sabr, every coming day will be better than that day which just passed by. Every coming day will be better than the day that passed by. Ye pakki baat hai. This is a principle in our deen. And we should always remember this, that whoever does sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such a person. Allah says in Quran that Inna Allah ma'as sabiri, Allah is with the people of sabr. Allah is the companion of those people who do sabr. So those who do sabr, Allah has muhabbat for them. Allah has ma'iyat. Allah grants them his ma'iyah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes their companion, then they have all the joy and happiness in this dunya. Nothing can do anything against them. Nothing can harm them. Nothing can give them any other nuksan. No one can do anything to harm them. They are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is with them. If a person wants to say something, they should again say this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they want to express their grief, they should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala send those halat, we can turn to Allah about those halat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sends difficult halat, Allah can also take away those difficult halat. So when a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and makes dua to Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala grants that person His muhabbah, His companionship, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also removes all and forgives all the sins of that person. It's called ajr azim, is what Allah Ta'ala gives to that individual. And then another thing that will help a person to reduce the pain of that loss, is that a person should reflect on the reward that a person will get when they have sabr. There are several ayat in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions different types of rewards, different types of blessings, different types of virtues and merits, and so many different ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless those people who have sabr. Any kuch ibadatein, there are some acts of worship which we will get the reward in akhirat. But there are some ibadat, and one of them is sabr. Sabr is such a beautiful ibadah that a person begins to get the reward of this ibadah in this dunya. In this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to reward that person. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward that person? Allah says, فَبَشِّرِ السَّابِرِينَ. Give basharat. Give glad tidings to the people of sabr. What is the glad tiding? أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ. These are those people upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmatun wa ulaika humul muhtadun. Yani it's spring season for such a person. Allah is showering His salawat upon her. Allah is sending salawat and His rahmah and hidayah. All three things. His blessings and His mercies and hidayah comes pouring, showering down upon such a person. These are the barakateh, these are the rahmateh. When a person has sabr, Allah sends rahmateh, barakateh, and also guides that person. Guides that person towards more and more higher and higher levels of hidayah. And I just mentioned, inna lillah, that a person will be rewarded for reciting that. There's another ajeeb hadith mubarakah about the same, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And it's mentioned that when a person goes through some musibah, they recite inna lillah wa inna ilahi raji'un, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectifies the akhirah for that person, makes the akhirah for that individual, and waja'ala lahu khalafan salihan yardahu, that whatever that person lost, whatever that person has lost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give something in compensation which will make the heart of that person happy. You lose someone, you lose something. In return, if you have sabr and you recite this inna lillah, Allah will give you something as a compensation, as a badla, which will make your heart happy. That's why in hadith the Prophet ﷺ said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the ruh of a son, so Allah asks the angel, Allah asks angels that what did the people, what did the parents, how did they react, how did they respond? And the angels reply, Hamidaka, and Allah, they were praising you. And they said, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that, okay, if they were praising me, if they were reciting Inna lillah, if they had sabr on this loss of their son, then prepare for them a castle in Jannah. Prepare for them a palace in Jannah, and let the name of that palace be Baytul Hamd, the place of Hamd, the house of Hamd. And then in another riwayah, this riwayah though, we've read this, and this is even more beautiful, that when a person gets a musibah, then later on, in some point of their life, they remember that earlier musibat. And when they remember that earlier musibat, again now they recite Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So in return for reciting this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the same ajr and reward that they got the first time when they were hit by that affliction. The first time when they got that loss, the sadhuma, and they recited Inna Lillah, later on, now years have passed by, they remember that loss again, and again they recite Inna Lillah, they'll be getting the same reward as the first time. For example, a person loses his parents, 10 years, 20 years have passed by. At that time when they lost their parents, waqi'i, a person felt a lot of grief. And at that time they had sabr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the account of sabr. The bank account of sabr was opened at that time. This is called ajr bighayr hisab. Now in their life, whenever, at any point in their life, whenever they remember the loss of their parents, and again they feel that sadhama, that grief in their heart, and again on remembering that grief they recite Inna Lillah, then the ajr and the reward they got the first time, Allah will give them again a second time. Subhanallah. Allah is Allah. And it seems Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Jannah easy, so easy for those people, if they can have sabr. That Allah is saying, we will test you with different things, with losses. And if only you can bring sabr to me, then Allah will promise such an incredible reward for that individual. Now, whenever, any time you remember that loss in your life, you will be getting a reward for that. A mother, when she loses her child, she remembers her child thousands of times. So imagine how much ajr will she be getting in her book of deeds. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And not only this, but in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that for those who have sabr, they are the ones who will be successful. That have sabr, la'allakum tuflihun. Falah, you will attain falah and success through this sabr. And you will have ajre bighayr hisab because of this sabr. And you will also have this imamat. Allah will give you a rank in the dunya. Allah says in Quran that we made those people a'immatan yahduna bi amrina lamma sabaru wa kanu bi ayatina yuqinun. That those people who had sabr, they were given a position of imamat. Allah made them leaders. They would guide other people. And Allah Ta'ala gave them respect in this dunya, izzat in this dunya. And not just izzat and respect in this dunya, Allah also assists them. Allah also helps them. Allah says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَةِ. Seek help from sabr. And there is a promise of Allah's assistance and madad for those people who have sabr. That those in tasbiru وَتَتَّقُوا, that those who have sabr and taqwa, then Allah says that Allah, we send them. We help them. يُمْدِدُكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُصَوِّمِينَ. We send angels from the skies in order to help them. And subhanAllah, when a person has sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help them, either through asbab of this dunya, or sometimes otherworldly asbab. Angels are being sent to help the people of sabr. And another ayat of Quran, Allah mentions that when a person has sabr and when they will be made to enter into Jannah, angels will say salam to such a person. They will congratulate that person. Wal malaikatu yadkhuluna alayhim min kulli babin salamun alaykum. Why? Bima sabartum. They will say salam to such people. Why? Because they were at sabr in the dunya. Getting salam from angels because they had sabr. They will be protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from any enemy or any loss or any planning and plotting that people are doing against them in this dunya. Allah, because of their sabr, will bring them in His own protection. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَدُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. That if you have sabr and taqwa, then none of your enemies will be able to do anything to you. And so that's a loose translation. La yadurrukum koi zarar. They cannot provide any harm. They cannot do anything to harm you. And you will attain the protection and security of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala loves the people of sabr. Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. And not just Allah Ta'ala loves the people of sabr, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives them an izaz, a rank. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will give them their name amal. They will make them amongst the ashabi yameen, the people of the right hand. So when a person looks at all of these virtues and fazail of sabr, it seems that a person, so this is an easy way to enter into Jannah. That a person has, Allah sends some difficulty or musibah, and we respond with sabr, and as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then will make entry into Jannah easy for that individual. And this is what we need to practice in our life, that every one of us will be tested by Allah with some loss or the other. And whenever anything comes in our life, we should remain razi with the decree of Allah. That Allah, this came from you. Raza bil kaza. Allah, we are razi. We are pleased with your decree. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam once asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, which ummah is ummah marhumah? That ummah which will receive your special rahmah. That ummah which will receive your extra rahmah. Intense rahmah. Which ummah is that? And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, that this is the ummah of my mahbub, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That I will give them few, I will give them kaleel, but they will be razi on whatever they have. They will be razi with my decree, and as a result, I'll be razi with them for whatever little they're offering to me. So that person was razi with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is razi with that individual. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed him and said, O Dawood, that do you know who will be able to cross this bridge on Yawm al-Qiyamah very quickly? Who will be able to cross this bridge on Yawm al-Qiyamah swiftly? And Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam replied that, Ya Allah Mujit, I don't know. Allah Ta'ala said that those people who in this dunya are razi with my decree, those who are pleased with my decree, with my faisla, with my decisions, on the day of Qiyamah, they will be able to cross this bridge very, very quickly. So if today we wish that on that day when we have to cross the bridge, we can cross it very quickly, that means that today we should try to remain razi with the decree of Allah. Allah, whatever Allah decides for us, there is hikmat, there is wisdom, there is some benefit. If I'm sick, there is some hikmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is some wisdom here. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests me with some loss, there is also some hikmat here. If Allah gives me a lot of risk, there is also hikmat here. So there is some hikmat in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing, whatever Allah ta'ala is deciding, whatever decision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking for us, there is some hikmat. And if we are razi with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is very happy with such an individual. That servant who is razi with the decree, decisions of Allah, he becomes the mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes the mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way to becoming the mahbub. That a person remains razi with the decree of Allah. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. That the rada of Allah is the greatest thing. That the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing. And when a riwayah it comes, that a person who is razi with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sitting with him. Julasa'ur Rahman. He will be among those people that Allah will be with them. Subhanallah. And Allah says, another riwayat mentioned, that in this dunya, Allah will give barakate to that person's risk. Faman radiya bima qasamallahu lahu, barakallahu lahu fi wa wassa'ahu. That whoever is razi with the decree of Allah, with whatever Allah has decreed for them, Allah will put barakah in that person's life. Allah will give wus'at, expansion to that person. In Isra'iliyat, there is a story mentioned about a worshipping servant of Allah in Bani Israel who made a dua that Allah have worshipped you for so many years and tell me who will be my wife in Jannah. And he was told, he had a dream in which he was told that go there to that falah place and there you will find a woman and she will be your wife. Khair, it's a long story. He went there and he saw that she was there. And he saw that she was living an ordinary life. Yani, she wasn't praying long tahajjud. She wasn't fasting throughout the day. And the person, he was puzzled that I am a person, you know, I pray all night and I fast all day. And she will be my wife in Jannah. So he wasn't able to understand this. And eventually he asked her that what is your amal because of which Allah loves you so much that Allah has given you such a high rank in Jannah. And she replied that I don't have a lot of formal ibadah. I live an ordinary life. But there's one thing, small thing, that whatever Allah has decreed for me, I'm razi with that. Whatever Allah has decided for me, I'm razi with that. And when this person, he heard this, he said, this is that amal. This is that action because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you such a high rank in Jannah. Yani if a person is razi with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you don't even need to make lots of ibadah. Without long, lambi chodi ibadat, easily you will be able to enter into Jannah. And not just easily enter into Jannah, you can get one of the highest ranks in Jannah. So we need to learn this lesson of being razi with the decree of Allah. Whatever halat Allah Ta'ala has kept us in, this is better for us because this is coming from Allah. This is coming from Allah who knows us, who loves us better, who loves us more than our own mother, who loves us more than our own father, than our own parents. That Allah who loves us 70 times more than our own mother, if that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided something for us, there is khair for us. There is hikmat for us. There is betterment for us in that decision. And we should also then try to remain razi with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person goes through some loss, we should number one have sabr. And in the riwayah it comes that a person who has sabr on a musibah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write down 300 darajat in the person's name amal. Then he will be elevated 300 darajat. And every daraja, the distance between one daraja, one rank and the other rank, will be the distance between the earth and the heavens, the earth and the sky. And 300 such darajat will be written, will be given to that person who has sabr on musibah. And then that hadith mubarakah continues that if a person has sabr in ita'at, this is a different type of sabr, that a person is patient in continuing to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani they have istiqamat in their worship, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book of deeds will write down 600 darajat. 600 darajat ranks will be written. And every daraja, the distance between one and the second daraja will be the distance between the start of this earth and the end of this earth. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And then the Prophet ﷺ mentioned one final thing, that person who has sabr anil ma'siyah, who is patient in staying away from sin, that's also the third type of sabr, that you stop yourself from sin and you do whatever Allah wants you to do. This kind of a sabr, if a person has this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write down 900 darajat in their book of deeds. 900 darajat. And the distance between one daraja and the next daraja will be the distance between this earth and arsh, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for us, we should try to be razi. We should try to be pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ has taught us, that إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ أَبْدًا, that when Allah loves a person, when Allah has muhabbat for a person, then سَبَّ عَلَيْهِ الْبَلَاءَ سَبَّ, then Allah tests that person by sending some difficulty. By sending some difficulty, This is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests that person. And the sign that person is beloved in the sight of Allah. One Sahabi, he asked the Prophet that Ayyun Nasi Ashaddu Bala, that Ya Rasulullah, among people, who has been tested the most? Faqala alayhi salatu wassalam, the Prophet replied, Al Anbiya. The Anbiya alayhi salam have been tested the most. And within the Anbiya, the Prophet had been tested the most. Thumma al Amsal, fal Amsal. And then those who resemble the lives of the Anbiya, and then those who resemble the lives of the Anbiya, they will be tested. Yani these masa'ib and difficulty come because Allah wants to increase their darajat. Allah wants to increase their rank, their maqamat. And with the sabr, there is one final thing that the person should also do, which will help a person cope with the loss. And that is, this is a moment of reflection on our own death. We should also make preparation for leaving this world. There was a janaza and a kafan of a person in the bazaar. And one sheikh asked a student that, whose janaza is it? And he said, no, X, Y, Z. And the sheikh said, no, I think this is your janaza. And the student became upset. So the sheikh said, okay, don't become upset with me. If this is not your janaza, I'll say this is my janaza. Because after some time, it will be your janaza and my janaza. We will all have to leave this world. It comes in a riwayah. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah has written this, that a person's qabr remembers every individual 70 times each day. So we should also think about that qabr at least sometime during the day. Yani that qabr, it's giving us 70 missed calls every single day. One day we'll have to pick up that call. We'll pick that call and we'll leave this dunya. So this is also a point. This is also a time for akhirah, a reflection on akhirah. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah, he has written that that individual who lifted the janaza of his father on his shoulder, or who lifted the janaza of his mother on his shoulder, and still deen does not come in that person's life, that person is deprived. Waqai, the loss of parents is a very big loss. But a greater loss is that if a person is not able to come back on deen, if a person is not able to bring deen in our life, that's a bigger loss. That's a greater loss. Phir aur kaun sa mauka hoga ibrat ka? If a person cannot take ibrat and lesson and reflection from the loss of our own parents, then when will that time come? Then we can try to make preparation for our akhirah. That we can try to make this mehnat and this effort of trying to draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever came, every person has to leave this world. But intelligent is that individual who makes tayari, who makes preparation for that, who makes preparation for leaving this world. Many people came, Harun, Karun, Fir'aun, Aflatun. People came and people passed by. Nothing was able to stop this. And people will come and people will pass by. The usul, the principle is that those whose life is praiseworthy, their death will also be praiseworthy. So if you can lead a praiseworthy life, a life that is according to the wishes of Allah, a life where a person strives to draw close to Allah, they strive to increase in their muhabbah for Allah, then a person's death will also be praiseworthy. So we have to make planning. We have to plan for our akhirah. It's not that difficult to understand. It's a very simple thing. It's a very simple thing that we have to, just like we plan for plan for the dunya, we also have to start planning for our akhirah. Our destination is qabr. We should never forget this. Our qabr, our grave, is remembering us every moment, so many times every day. So we should also be remembering that destination. This dunya is darul amal. This dunya is a place of amal. This dunya is a place of action. This dunya is a place of struggle. And this dunya is a place where we make preparation for akhirah. Hum akhirat ki tayari karte hain. Hum apni rukhsati ki tayari karte hain. This is another rukhsati that a person has to rukhsat, they have to leave. And this dunya is all about planning that rukhsati. It's all about planning. It's all about preparing for our akhirah. This dunya, like you say, unur do akhirat ki kheti hai. This is the field for akhirat. And whatever seeds we bow here, whatever seeds we sow here, that is what we will get the return on akhirah. And if a person, because of ghaflat and susti and laziness, if we are not able to till the land in this dunya, then what will we get in akhirah? There is nothing to cut in akhirah. If we can put some seeds in this dunya, then on that day in akhirah, we can cut, we can get the fruits, we can get the flowers. But this dunya, akhirat ki kheti hai, this is darul amal. We have to remember, this is the opportunity that we have. And if we have this fikr of akhirat and preparing for akhirat, this should be there in our heart. This should be there in our mind. And this is a very big ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person gets this fikr. It's time, these moments when we go through such difficulties, such musibah, this is the second thing, that in addition to sabr, this is also a time that a person should do some internal auditing. Hasibu qabla an tuhasibu. We renew our iman. We renew our determination. We make sulah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make arada with Allah. We start anew. Make new resolutions. That Allah, we will not disobey you. Allah, we will try to lead a life that is according to your wishes. Allah, we will draw, will make the effort to draw close to you. This is what we have to do at this time. Renew our iman. Renew our himmat. Make our resolutions. Make sulah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make irada to Allah that Allah, I want you and you alone. That's my goal. That's my maqsad. That's my objective. All of us, all of you and all of us, we're sitting in a lounge in the airport. No one knows when the flight will be announced. No one knows. The flight is announced and we will have to leave. Someone's flight will be announced before, someone may be later. Every one of our flights will be announced. We're sitting. Just a matter of a few days, maybe a few weeks, maybe a few months, we're just sitting in the lounge. Waiting for the flight to be announced. We see people are, every so often we see this in our society. People sleep, they go to sleep, they don't wake up. People go to weddings, something happens, they don't come back. You go to work, something happens at work, you don't come back home. This life is a delusion. This life is a deception. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, that this the life is a delusion. You should travel this life as a gharib aw abir as-sabil. He's a traveler. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he would say that when there is morning, I don't know if I will ever see evening. And when there is evening, I don't know if I will ever see morning. These are not words, this is their reality. Morning, they don't know about their evening. They have no long expectations and hopes. When there is evening, they don't know if I'll ever get to see morning. This was their hakikat. This was the life that they were living. When they were closed their eyes, they wouldn't know whether they'll be able to open these eyes again or not. The Prophet ﷺ said, The Prophet took an oath, Qasam, Wallahi, that I swear by Allah, that when I say salam on one side, my halat is that I don't know if I'll be able to say salam on the other side. This is life. This is what life is. Every year is passing by. And isn't it good that if we can erase the life of the past through tawbah, we make tawbah for our previous life. And we make this intention, this irada to start a new life of ibadat, a new life of ata'at, a new life where the goal is Allah, where the goal is the love of Allah, the qurb of Allah, the nearness of Allah. The goal is to prepare for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, the Prophet said, "At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kamal la dhanba lahu." That a person who makes tawbah from their sins is like that person who has never ever sinned in his life. Why don't we make that tawbah and start afresh? This is the best way. This is the best way to make this, to honor this occasion. This is the best way to make this pledge. This is the best way that a person can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this act of tawbah. Through this act of making true tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way we can capitalize on this opportunity. We have some loss, and this is a big sadma, but our response, our intention is that we have sabr, and we start with this resolution that Allah, I make tawbah for whatever happened in the past. And you make true tawbah, the Prophet ﷺ says that you will be as new like a newborn baby. That person will be like a newly born baby. No pure, no sin whatsoever. It's like a new year, a new life. That's the intention we have to make. That whatever, ya Allah, whatever shortcomings I had in the past, Allah, I hurt people, I wronged someone, I didn't fulfill my responsibilities, I was lazy about my salah, I didn't fulfill my rights to other people. Allah, all of them. Allah, I ask you to forgive me. I make tawbah. I make tawbah. I mend my ties with you, ya Allah. I mend my ties with other people for your sake, for the sake of Allah. We make this goal, we make this niyat that we start afresh, a new life. I don't know if I'll ever get to see the new moon of the next month. I don't know if I'll ever get to see the new moon of the next year. And I'll just end with this, that a person who gets this fikr, the person who gets this concern, this worry, that I don't know if I have life remaining or not, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will immediately grant three gifts to such an individual. Any that person who has this fikr that I don't know how much life is left, how much life remaining for me or not, three gifts immediately will be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first gift is that Allah will give tawfiq to make true tawbah. Allah will make tawfiq to that individual to make true tawbah to Allah ta'ala. And number two, that whatever he or she they have in terms of the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them qana'at. Allah will give them contentment, satisfaction in whatever they have of the dunya. It doesn't mean that you have to leave your school, you have to leave your job, you have to leave your business, you have to leave your hospital. No. Allah is saying that Allah will protect their heart from this disease of envy, from this disease of hirs. Allah will protect their heart. Allah will protect their heart from wanting more and more and more and more. Allah will protect their heart from this fire of envy and jealousy and enmity. Allah will grant them qana'at, contentment in terms of their dunya. And number three, and the final thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the desire. His desire and yearning will increase in ibadah. His desire, his yearning, his passion, his himmat, all of that will increase when it comes to ibadah. These are three things which are given to that person who has yaqeen in the fleeting nature of this life. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us these ni'mat May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of sabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ajr and the sawab and the virtues and faza'il that are related with sabr. For us, this peygam, this message of the Quran is enough. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That Allah grant us sabr in this difficult time. And Allah make this process, make this path easy for us. Allah make this time and circumstances easy for us. Grant us that tawfiq. And Ya Allah, grant us the ability that we can also start preparing for our akhirah. We can also start preparing for our death. And Ya Allah, whatever rahmate and barakate that were there because of our elders on us, Allah, we ask you that you shower us with your rahmah. You protect our iman. You grant us those barakah. You don't make us mahroom of those barakah. We make dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the ability to act on these teachings. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Therefore we make dua. We'll do a short silent zikr of the heart for a few moments. Close your eyes and bow your head. Disconnect yourself from everything else in this world and make intention that Ya Allah, you have said in Quran, فَذُكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ, that if you remember me, I will remember you. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are remembering you deep inside of our heart and we ask you that you remember us by showering your rahmah, your mercy upon our hearts, by cleaning our hearts of its filth, of its sins. And Ya Allah, my heart in gratitude and shukr is calling upon your Ism-e-Azam, Ism-e-Jalala, Allah, as if my heart is secretly, silently saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah min du'a. Subhana rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب من يقربنا إليك اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافيا وقلبا خاشعا وعملا متقبلا وتوبة نصوحا ورزقا حلالا طيبا واسعا اللهم آت نفسي تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا الله يا رب كريم ہم آپ کے عاجز مسکین سے بندے ہیں میرے مالک ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو درگزر فرما ہمارے عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما یا رب کریم جو گناہ میں یاد ہے ان کو معاف فرما میرے مالک جو گناہ ہم کر کے بھول چکے ہیں ان کو معاف فرما اللہ جو ہم نے گناہ تنہائیوں میں کی ان کو معاف فرما یا رب کریم جو گناہ ہم نے محفلوں کے اندر کی ان کو معاف فرما یا اللہ جو گناہ اپنے آنکھوں سے کی ان کو معاف فرما کانوں سے کیے معاف فرما زبان سے کیے معاف فرما ہاتھ اور پیر سے کی ان کو معاف فرما اپنے دل کے اندر کیے ان کو معاف فرما اپنے سوچ میں کیے معاف فرما اللہ اپنے جذبات کے اندر کی ان کو معاف فرما اپنے خیالات کے اندر کی ان کو معاف فرما یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہمارے تمام گناہوں سے توبہ تائب ہوتے ہیں اللہ ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما ہماری توبہ کو سچا بنا ہمیں سچی ستری توبہ کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اپنے توابین تائبین بندوں میں شامل فرما یا رب کریم یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہمیں گناہوں کی نحوست نصیب فرما اللہ گناہوں کی گھن نصیب فرما یا رب کریم گناہوں سے بچنا ہمارے لیے آسان فرما یا اللہ نیکی کا شوق عطا فرما نیکی کی لذت نصیب فرما بھاگ بھاگ کر نیکی کرنے کی ہمت عطا فرما توفیق نصیب فرما اللہ نیکی کر کر کے تھکنے کی توفیق عطا فرما تھک تھک کر نیکی کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا رب کریم ہمارے دلوں کو پاک فرما سینوں کو صاف فرما ہمارے سینوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما اللہ ہمارے انگ انگ سے اپنی محبت کو جاری فرما اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما اللہ ہمارے روئے روئے سے اپنی محبت کو جاری فرما ہماری ہڈی ہڈی بوٹی بوٹی اپنی محبت نصیب فرما اللہ اپنے عشق کی آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما دیجئے یا رب کریم رحمتوں والا معاملہ فرما ہمارے دلوں سے غیر کی محبتوں کو نکال دیجئے اللہ نفسانی شیطانی حیوانی محبتوں کو دل سے دور کر دیجئے ہماری دلوں کو اللہ اپنی محبت سے بھرپور فرما اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما اپنی محبت کے اندر شدت نصیب فرما اپنی محبت کے اندر استقامت نصیب فرما ثابت قدمی نصیب فرما رسوخ نصیب فرما اپنی محبت کی حلاوت نصیب فرما اللہ غیر کی محبتوں کی گرفتاری سے ہمیں آزادی نصیب فرما اپنی محبت کے اندر یکسوئی عطا فرما یکجہتی نصیب فرما اپنی محبت کا ذائقہ عطا فرما یا رب کریم اپنے محبین بندوں میں شامل فرما محبوبین بندوں میں شامل فرما مقربین بندوں میں شامل فرما ان بندوں میں شامل فرما اللہ جن سے آپ محبت کرتے ہیں اللہ اپنی رضا نصیب فرما اپنی رضا والی زندگی نصیب فرما اپنے رضا والی کام نصیب فرما اپنے رضا کے مطابق زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اللہ ہمارا مقصود آپ ہیں ہمارے مطلوب آپ ہیں ہمارے محبوب آپ ہیں ہمارے معبود آپ ہیں یا رب کریم اپنی رحمت سے یا اللہ ہمیں بندگی والی زندگی نصیب فرما ایک قرآنی ایمانی اسلامی احسانی زندگی نصیب فرما یا رب کریم ہم آپ سے دور نہیں ہونا چاہتے یا رب کریم ہمیں اپنے سے دور نہ فرما اللہ ہمیں اپنے سے دور نہ فرما رب کریم ہمیں بھی اپنا قرب عطا فرما دیجئے اپنا وصل عطا فرما دیجئے، اپنی محبت اور معرفت عطا فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم اپنی رحمت سے ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لیجئے، ہماری ان تمناؤں کو قبول فرما لیجئے، ہمیں اس محبت کے راستے کے لیے قبول فرما لیجئے، ہمیں اس ذکر کے راستے کے لیے قبول فرما لیجئے. یا رب کریم ہمارے اس ارادے کو قبول فرما لیجئے. یا رب کریم یا رحمت کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے. اللہ ہم اپنے آپ کو آپ کے سامنے پیش کرتے ہیں، رب کریم ہمیں قبول فرما لیجئے، ہمیں اپنا بنا دیجئے، اپنا بن کے زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اللہ اپنے ہمیں اپنا بنائے رکھیے. یا رب کریم اپنی محبوب بندوں میں شامل فرما لیجئے، اپنی رحمت کا سایہ عطا فرما دیجئے، اپنی برکتیں عطا فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم ہمیں اپنے در سے دور نہ فرما. اللہ ہمیں کبھی بھی اپنے در سے دور نہ فرما، کبھی بھی یا اللہ نفس و شیطان کے حوالے نہ فرما. اللہ ہمیشہ اپنی پشت پناہی عطا فرما، ہمیشہ اپنا سہارا عطا فرما. یا رب کریم ہم آپ سے مانگتے ہیں، آپ کے پیارے محبوب نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے ہمیں آپ کا راستہ دکھایا، آپ کا دروازہ دکھایا اللہ، اور یہ بھی فرما دیا کہ اس دروازے کے سوا، اس گھر کے سوا اور کوئی دوسرا در نہیں. یا رب کریم آپ کے پیارے محبوب نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام بھی آپ ہی کے در سے مانگتے تھے، آپ کے پیارے انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام بھی اسی در سے مانگتے تھے، اللہ آپ کے پیارے صحابہ بھی اسی در سے مانگتے تھے، آپ کے پیارے اولیاء بھی اسی در سے مانگتے تھے. یا رب کریم ہمارے والدین بھی اسی در سے مانگتے ہیں. یا رب کریم ہم بھی آپ ہی سے مانگتے ہیں، اسی در سے اللہ مانگ رہے ہیں. رب کریم اپنے در کھول دیجئے، اپنی رحمت کا دروازہ ہمارے لیے بھی کھول دیجئے، اپنی ہدایتوں کا دروازہ ہمارے لیے بھی کھول دیجئے، اپنی برکتوں کا دروازہ ہمارے لیے بھی کھول دیجئے، اپنی محبتوں کا دروازہ ہمارے لیے بھی کھول دیجئے. یا رب کریم رحمت فرما دیجئے. اللہ بچہ اپنے آپ میں نجاست مل لیتا ہے، ہر بندہ اس کو اپنے سے دور کر دیتا ہے، وہ بچہ ماں کی طرف آتا ہے، ماں اس کو نہلا دیتی ہے، میل کو دور کر دیتی ہے، صابن لگا دیتی ہے، پھر نئے کپڑے پہناتی ہے، خوشبو لگاتی ہے اور اپنے سینے سے لگا لیتی ہے. یا رب کریم ہم نے اپنے دلوں پہ گناہوں کی نجاست کو مل لیا ہے، غفلت کو مل لیا ہے. یا رب کریم لوگ ہم سے دور ہونا چاہتے ہیں، کوئی ہمیں قریب نہیں کرنا چاہتا. یا رب کریم اللہ ہم آپ کے در پہ آئے ہیں، رب کریم رحمت کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، ہماری اس توبہ کو قبول فرما دیجئے، ہمارے اس توبہ کے ذریعے ہمارا غسل فرما دیجئے، ہماری باطنی گناہوں کو دور فرما، ظاہری گناہوں کو دور فرما. یا رب کریم ہمیں پاک کر دیجئے، گناہوں کی نجاست کو دور کر دیجئے اللہ، گناہوں کی نحوست کو دور کر دیجئے، گناہوں کے میل کو دور کر دیجئے. رب کریم اپنی رحمت کی ایک نظر ہمارے دلوں پہ ڈال دیجئے اللہ، اپنی محبت کی ایک نظر ہمارے دلوں پہ ڈال دیجئے. رب کریم اپنی رحمت کی نظر ہمارے سینوں پہ ڈال دیجئے، ہمارے سینوں کو صاف کر دیجئے، پاک کر دیجئے. رب کریم اپنی رحمت سے ہمارے دلوں کے اندر اپنی ایک محبت کا قطرہ ٹپکا دیجئے. رب کریم رحمت والا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، ہمیں بھی اپنا قرب عطا فرما دیجئے، ہمیں بھی اپنے تقوی کا لباس پہنا دیجئے. رب کریم تقوی کا لباس عطا فرما دیجئے، تقوی کا لباس ہمیں اڑا دیجئے. رب کریم رحمتوں کے ساتھ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لیجئے. اللہ ہمیں مانگنا نہیں آتا، اللہ بن مانگے عطا فرما دیجئے، اپنی شان کے مطابق عطا فرما دیجئے. اللہ بچہ پریشان ہوتا ہے، ماں باپ کی طرف دوڑتا ہے، اور بندہ پریشان ہوتا ہے، اللہ وہ تو اپنے پروردگار کی طرف لوٹتا ہے. اللہ وہ اپنے گناہوں کی وجہ سے پریشان ہے، اپنے نفس کی وجہ سے پریشان ہے، شیطان کی وجہ سے پریشان ہے، اپنے برے اعمال کی وجہ سے پریشان ہے، اپنے گناہوں اور غفلت کی وجہ سے پریشان ہے. یا رب کریم آپ کے در پہ آتے ہیں، رب کریم رحمت والا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، ہماری ان پریشانیوں کو دور فرما دیجئے، نیکی تقوی والی زندگی عطا فرما دیجئے، گناہوں سے چھٹکارا عطا فرما دیجئے. اللہ ہم خود تو نیک نہیں بن سکتے، اللہ آپ توفیق عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ آپ نیکی کا ہمارا بننے کا ارادہ فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم اگر آپ نے ہمیں نیک بنا دیا تو ہم ضرور نیک بن جائیں گے. رب کریم ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لیجئے. یا رب کریم ہماری اس فریاد کو قبول فرما لیجئے. اللہ ہم آپ کا بننا چاہتے ہیں، اللہ ہمیں اپنا بنا لیجئے، اللہ سر کے بالوں سے پیر کے ناخنوں تک اللہ ہمیں اپنا بنا لیجئے یا رب کریم، رحمتوں کے ساتھ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لیجئے یا رب کریم، جو مانگ گئے اس سے بہتر عطا فرما، جو مانگنا چاہیے تو نہیں مانگ سکے اللہ وہ بھی عطا فرما یا رب کریم، جو ہمارے مرحومین ہیں اللہ ان سب کی بخشش نصیب فرما، ان سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اللہ، جو ہمارے عزیز اقارب والدین اللہ جو دنیا سے رخصت ہو گئے یا رب کریم، سب کی کامل مغفرت فرما، سب کے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما اللہ، ہمارے جو اساتذہ مشائق میں جن کا انتقال ہوا اللہ، سب کے درجات کو بلند فرما، سب کے رتبات کو بلند فرما یا رب کریم، جتنے مرحومین ہیں اللہ سب کی قبروں کے اوپر اپنی لاکھوں کروڑوں اربوں کھربوں رحمتیں نازل فرما، رب کریم ان کی قبروں کو جنت کے باغوں میں سے باغ بنا یا رب کریم، رحمتوں کے ساتھ اللہ اس وبا کو اور بیماری کو دور فرما، عافیت والا معاملہ نصیب فرما یا رب کریم، جو بیمار ہیں اللہ ان کو صحت کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ نصیب فرما اللہ، ہماری ظاہری بیماریوں کو دور فرما، ہماری روحانی بیماریوں کو دور فرما یا رب کریم، جو اس بیماری کے اندر جن کا انتقال ہوا یا رب کریم، ان کی شہادت کو قبول فرما اللہ، ان کے درجات کو بلند فرما، رتبات کو بلند فرما یا رب کریم، اپنی رحمتوں کے ساتھ اللہ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، ہم سب کو یا اللہ اپنے صابرین بندوں میں شامل فرما اللہ، ہمیں شکوہ شکایت والی زندگی سے محفوظ فرما اللہ، ایسے اخلاق عطا فرما جو آپ کو پسند ہیں اللہ، ایسی زندگی نصیب فرما جو آپ کو پسند ہے یا رب کریم، و رحمتوں کے ساتھ یا اللہ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، ربنا تقبل منا، اللہ ہم سب کو موت سے پہلے اپنی موت کی تیاری کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اچھی زندگی نصیب فرما، اچھی موت عطا فرما، کلمے والی موت عطا فرما، ایمان والی موت عطا فرما، اس حال میں موت عطا فرما کہ اللہ آپ ہم سے راضی ہوں، ہم آپ سے راضی ہوں، آپ ہمیں دیکھ کے مسکرا رہے ہوں، ہم آپ کو دیکھ کے مسکرا رہے ہوں، رب کریم ہماری اس تمنا کو قبول فرما لیجئے، ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم، وصلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. Thank you.